that we have to change mindset. Mindset is the biggest challenge that I see in Buffalo.
Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash is a key figure throughout the roundtable discussion. The school board approved his education bargain in January of 2016. It is forcing change in a once failing city school district. But now the district wants you to understand how they're helping to improve academic performance, reaching school families and the community.
But we are going to do it. We're doing it. And for those who don't believe it can be done, they should get out of the way while we're doing it.
The education bargain is pushing for rigors in early elementary education. And here's the bargain part. It states that if students work hard and parents commit to their child's education, the Buffalo Public Schools will guarantee them a path to opportunity, achievement, and success.
And people are buying in. This is a permanent campaign. It's never over. But we're working every day to knit it deeper into the community.
Appearing in the program with Dr. Cash, the district selected guests who are top leaders in education, community, business, and politics.
We're making great progress as a city, but we can't continue that progress and we can't continue to grow as a city if we don't adequately educate our children.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, one of the district's political stakeholders.
We're all hands on deck. There's tremendous collaboration in supporting that plan.
Our teams, Mayor Brown's staff, my staff, they meet every month and more often if needed to work on things like poverty reduction. And we work together on MBK, My Brother's Keeper, which is a big initiative that's come in from the state to help us with our young people of color.
The district has opened 15 community schools and 5 new innovative high schools to redevelop education. There's also a reduction in class sizes in the early grades. But the district is still up against the high poverty rates. Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold says they can't change that problem on their own.
It's not just the school district's responsibility. I think that's one, the message. And then secondly, I don't agree with people who say, oh, poverty has nothing to do with it. We were poor once and we still achieved. You know, it's been documented that children who are in poverty situations are not going to be able to achieve educationally because of all of the attendant problems that accompany that.
Considering what some of our students go through, I think they're doing well, and we can always do better.
Along with the high poverty rates, Buffalo Teacher Federation President Phil Remore notes, inner-city students live in some of the most dangerous neighborhoods, complicating their academic lives.
We're having students that come to school with problems that we need assistance with. Our kids can't go out on the street. They have to worry about drug dealers. I never knew any of my friends that were killed or shot.
The district is also working to prepare students for college. SUNY Buffalo has forged partnerships with the city school district. Catherine Conway Turner is president of Buffalo State.
That I know that it takes the whole life course of a young person to prepare them for college. So it's not just about, you know, making sure they're prepared the moment they step into college, but are we doing the right kinds of things along the way?
From college to career ready, other stakeholders are anxious for the success of Buffalo City students as they look to fill future jobs. Buffalo Niagara Partnership President and CEO Dottie Gallagher-Cohen agrees the district needs support for its mission to change the lives of students.
And the kids can't do it by themselves. It's got to be a complete collaborative. And I think when we talk about systems change, it takes time. I cannot stress enough how there are very few things that are more important than this in our community, because we will not have the people we need for the jobs of tomorrow if we can't get it right in the Buffalo Public Schools. And we will never arrest poverty in this community if we can't get that right.
And the answer is, you know, we can't settle for anything less than that.
It was a little more than 3 years ago that community stakeholder Robert Joya, president and CEO of the Oshai Foundation, told us he was very disappointed with the district's performance. But when Superintendent Cash was hired, Joya reached out to him.
And we sat and had lunch, and I just looked at him and I said, damn it, do something. And to be honest with you, he is. He continues to do that. This is not easy stuff. This is generational stuff. And we're moving the needle forward, and we will continue to. And it's going to require our constant interaction and participation to support him with what he needs.
As the second largest school district in the state, the city district is working to reshape a student's future.
What would your grade letter be right now for the city school district?
I would say it's going to be a B in improving.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.